Anyone else who wishes to support this bill or speak on 1095?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Senator Mason, Representative Plummer, members of the committee. I am Rabbi Hillel Katzir, a resident of Lewiston and a spiritual leader of Temple Shalom Synagogue in Auburn. I had originally come with the intention of opposing LD 1095, which I still do, but having listened to the presentation of the sponsor of LD 690, I am speaking in favor of 690 and opposed to 1095. Before I was a rabbi, I was an attorney, and in both roles, I have spent a number of years speaking with prisoners in prisons, teaching classes, meeting with individuals. One thing that's been driven home to me by those meetings is that people who are incarcerated are still human beings. There are people, I think, out in society who would like to think otherwise, but that's not the case. Yes, they're human beings who have made mistakes, and society has seen fit to lock them away for a specific period of time. But to say human beings make mistakes, that's a redundancy. We're all human beings. We all make mistakes. Their particular mistakes require that they be locked up for a period of time, but most of them are going to be returning to society. And I think when that happens, that I'm sure we all agree that the last thing we want is for them to offend again and be locked up again. One of the most basic functions of a state is to protect its citizens. And therefore, the state's goal must be to reduce the recidivism rate as much as possible. The operators of private prisons have an opposite goal. They're a business. Their goal, by definition, is to make a profit. So it would seem obvious to me that the best way for them to increase their profit is to increase the number of prisoners. From a purely human point of view, I think 690 recognizes the humanity of prisoners. I think 1095 would turn human beings, convicted criminals, but still human beings, into widgets, products that are bought and sold and traded in the interest of a private business's bottom line. Or as the previous gentleman mentioned at the end of his remarks, in effect, it becomes state-sponsored slavery. When they do return to society, former prisoners are in great need of family and friends and community, who together make up a network that is vital to the former prisoner's success in returning to a productive life. By permitting the commissioner to move a prisoner out of state for the officially stated purpose of encouraging a private business, this bill will be distancing the prisoner from that supportive network, denying him or her the contact needed to prepare for life on the outside. We like to say that we're a society based on morals and religious values, and one of the most basic values of all religions is that people who make mistakes are given an opportunity to repent of those mistakes and to be given a chance to do it right the next time. By giving state encouragement to a private business to make rehabilitation more difficult, or by making it more difficult for a prisoner, for this human being, to have a say in what happens to them, the state would be denying these human beings the tools they're going to need to take advantage of their second chance when they finally return to society. For all these reasons, I urge you, members of the committee, to support LD 690 and to oppose LD 1095. Thank you.
Any questions for the rabbi?
Thank you.
Seeing none, thank you.